Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you all things at the price of labor." What he was trying to convey is that all the byproducts of life have a cost. They require effort. They require dedication. You cannot have success without suffering. You cannot have winning without effort and without dedication. God will sell you all things at the price of labor. You want to be successful? You're going to have to work for it. You want a good relationship with your spouse? You're going to have to work for it. You want a good physique? You want good health? You're going to have to work for it. But it's easily available to those individuals that input the right amount of effort and energy in order to accomplish their dreams. Once you've determined what you want and where you want to go, you need to input the necessary amount of energy in order to get there. If you want to go from point A to point B in a car, you got to drive. The motor's got to crank up and it's got to go. In the same way, it applies to our life. If you want to achieve success, you're going to have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, empty bank accounts, depressing thoughts, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success. And if you understand that and you have that as the beacon in the forefront of your life, well, work becomes more bearable. The journey becomes more enjoyable because you understand that in due time, you will sow and in due time, you will reap. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
When I think of Da Vinci, it's just crazy. But anyways, Da Vinci famously said, "To develop a complete mind, study the science of art. Study the art of science. Learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else." What does this mean? This means that he understood that he could study art in a scientific way, and he could study science in an artistic way, and that what he was told reality was, wasn't the way that it was. Maybe we perceive reality by the constructs that we've been given and not for what reality actually is. If you want to develop a complete mind, you need to develop multiple aspects of your life. That's why the same thing with your mastermind. You went and you developed a more complete mind because you learned from people, from aspects that you'd never even recognize were reality. Learn how to see, realize that everything connects to everything else. Mm-hmm. So how you do fitness is how you do business. How you take care of your girl is how you're going to take care of your customers. How you're honest with yourself is how you're going to be honest with others. Everything connects to everything else. So Leonardo da Vinci, massive inspiration, mentor to me.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "God will sell you anything at the price of labor." And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "To develop a complete mind, study the science of art, and study the art of science."
Yeah.
"Learn how to see, realize that everything connects to everything else." Then he continues to say, he says, "God will sell you all things at the price of work." God will sell you all things at the price of labor. So first, you need to understand that everything connects to everything else. So how you treat your wife, how you treat your kids, it's going to reflect how you treat your employees, how you treat the waitress, how you cheat in business or how you're loyal in business. It's going to be a reflection as to everything else that you do. So to develop a complete mind is to understand that everything is in unison, everything is in harmony. And to not be in harmony in one area is to be dysfunctional in everything. It's like having a toothache. Being ripped, six pack, tan, great physique, but you have a toothache.
Yeah.
Everything is miserable. So unless you develop a complete mind and full focus and understand that God will give you anything, but you have to work for it.
Yeah.
You have to exchange and transmute this energy and this life power and this life will into creating, materializing something into the universe, into the physical world. It's going to take labor, but you have to do it with unison and completion. If not, you're not going
to
win.
The reason that everything connects to everything else is because you're interacting with it. So it's how you perceive life and who you are that's going to dictate how you see everything. You'll interact with your marriage, your relationships, your business partners, your employees, your colleagues, the same way you operate with everybody because it's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
The reason skill stacking is extremely important is because it gives you the ability to, one, become multidimensional, which we talked about. Two, it's understanding that the skills that you're stacking can also be applied to different areas of life. That's why I call them interchangeable or interlinked skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
How you sell, for example, you can utilize selling in your relationship with your children, in the relationship with your business partners, in your contract deals. Persuasion, you can utilize it in multiple verticals of life. So you can take your toolkit or your set of skills and apply it to multiple dimensions, your ability to negotiate, your ability to market. You know, that's why skill stacking is super important at an early age, because it positions you and gives you an advantage over people that are very niched in the marketplace.
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, "To develop a complete mind, study the art of science and study the science of art. Learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else." To understand that suffering, sacrifice, connects to everything else, that it is an equation to success. You accept it as a necessary ingredient to get to the top. Why? Because most people are not willing to do it. Most people are not willing to put in the extra mile. Most people are not willing to put in the extra necessary labor. They're not willing to invest in themselves. They're not willing to go through the sacrifice or the potential loss. But when it's all said and done, you and I are going to end up in the same place. We're going to end up in the grave. So how risky is life? It's super risky. We're going to die, right? That's the end game. So what is there truly to lose? Nothing. You just realize that it's part of the equation. And when you understand that everything connects to everything else, you begin to develop a complete mind. And a complete mind is a mind that lives in a state of sobriety.
And it really, I think one of the characters in history that inspired me was Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci was this crazy guy that studied what, you know, he has this quote that says, "To develop a complete mind, study the science of art, study the art of science, learn how to see, realize that everything connects to everything else." And he was a master of philosophy, a master of mathematics, a master of...
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The science, a master of music, a master of human anatomy, a master of painting. And my entire premise of life is to become the best version of me. I'm not here to compete with anybody. I'm here to create. And I think that allows me to operate out of a place of freedom, because I'm never looking at what somebody else is doing. I'm always looking at how can I improve myself.
Because once you have, like we talked about, this concept of self-education and you know where you want to go in life, then nothing's going to stop you. Most people are directionless, bro. Most people don't know where they're going. They don't know what they want in life, so they have to look at somebody else to guide them. I don't need somebody else to guide me. I don't need somebody else to guide me. I know what I want in life. I know what I want from life. I know who I want to be with. I know what I want to become. Am I there yet? Far from it. But once you know where you want to go, all you have to do is follow the daily routines and the steps and the process and the ingredient list, the recipe list to get there. So no competition, only creating.
What was the message you wanted to leave out for the world?
I think the most important thing is to become the best version of yourself, mm-hmm. to become and achieve your fullest potential. So many people limit themselves based off of what somebody else has told them they are, based off of the limitations of their parents, their teachers, their education, the system. But you can truly become whoever you want to be. And I wanted to push this message of hope, and I wanted to push this message of, if you work hard, if you are consistent, and if you dedicate yourself to a worthy ideal, you can become whoever you want to become.
Yeah.
And I've gotten messages from thousands of people all around the world who are truly changing their lives, whether developing better physiques, whether making more money, whether reconnecting with their partner and having better relationships. And it's being an example to people. An example doesn't mean you need to be perfect. And that's something that I'm really clear about. Mm-hmm. I'll show my flaws. I say some crazy shit. I do some crazy shit. But I'm me. And through that authenticity, it resonates with people. And people resonate with truth, right? People resonate with truth.
Of course, yeah.
So when you understand something to be true, when you know the truth and you resonate with it, you don't have to kind of convince somebody into your lifestyle. They see it. And then
they like it.
They like it. And then they fuck with it. They resonate with it. And then they adopt it for themselves. And that's kind of what I always tell people. Hey, don't judge my words. Don't judge my actions. Don't even judge my lifestyle. Just test it out. Just test out going to the gym a couple times a week. Just test out having a Whole Foods diet. Just test out building a business online. Just test out actually investing and going to networking events. Go and build relationships, go find mentors and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, perfect. You can then go back to your 9-to-5. You can then go back to university.
Well, at least
these things will be there. But the last thing you want is to live with the what if and never have actually pulled the trigger because, oh, somebody told you out there how something was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been working out very well.
So you would say that you're still lonely?
No.
Often?
I'm because I can be alone and not be lonely because I'm with myself.
How do you get to that stage? Because for me,
when you're in the car, turn off that radio. Be in your thoughts. Ask yourself, why is it that you do what you do? Ask yourself, why do you wake up in the morning and do what you do? Why is it that you pursue the goals and the dreams that you pursue? Have these conversations. Be comfortable in your own skin. If you're uncomfortable, ask yourself, why is it that you're experiencing these things? Why is it that you are in a situation where you don't like to be by yourself? Because if you are with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to be lonely. You don't need other people. Because when you're on your deathbed, nobody's going to be there. It's just you, yourself, figuring out, did I live a successful life? Did I do what I say I was going to do? You can't point fingers. You can't say, oh, because this person said this or this person said that. No. You're fully accountable for your life. And when it's all said and done, it's all up to you. So why not live that way?
And the truth is, the price of progress is pain. The price of progress is pain. Most people do not want to experience pain. They like comfort. So if you want progress, you must be willing to, in the process, experience pain so that you may achieve your goal.
No risk, no Ferrari. And we know this to be true. If you want to win the game of life, if you want to take it to the top, you have to be able to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become. And for a lot of people, they may just be comfortable with their 9-to-5, and I completely get it and I validate it. If that's what you want to live and if you're happy, so be it. But I'm willing to neglect the money in the short term and not get that paycheck just because I understand that if you plant enough seeds in due time, you will reap massive rewards. And it worked out.
Focus on improving in every area of life and understand that life is a marathon and not a sprint. Find allies, find people that are aligned with mission, vision, and values of what you want to see the world be. Work with them over an extended period of time and understand that money, success is a lagging indicator. And that eventually, if you plant enough seeds, if you plant enough goodwill, and if you build, you will get rewarded.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice that I ever received
is that you are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors leads to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind. If you can control and wield your mind, you can very much determine your destiny. If you can determine that regardless of what your mind says, you will go to the gym, you will develop a physique unlike 99% of society. If you decide to work on your business and you decide and you commit and you determine your mindset and you wield it, you can become successful. If you determine to be a studious individual and knowledgeable, you will be knowledgeable. If you determine to be rich, you'll be rich. Everything is in your control. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. Broke people and successful people are both self-made, but only the rich and successful will admit it. They're the only ones that will admit it. The person that's broke, that's struggling, it's hard for them to admit that they are there because of the way that they think. But they are there because of the way that they think. Not only that, but it's also understanding that you can't solve the problems in your life with the same information that caused the problems in the first place. You need new information. So you need to become a new person. You become a new person by what? Adopting wisdom, transforming your mind. So that's my data set. That's my information. And I think that at a macro level, if you can control your mind, control your habits, control what you feed into your system, into your soul, into your body, through your eyes, through your ears, you can very much control your future and your destiny. The biggest piece of advice that I've gotten is you are what you think about. Control your mind and control your future.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.